maintaining it, the primary object, and the mind was inclining towards the primary object quite easily, and wanted to stay with the primary object at first. And I found the mind, as I was observing the breath, the beginning of the breath and the felt sensation of the breath, the mind latched onto the breath and stayed with the breath at the beginning. And I found the mind was happy to be with the breath, and the mind was sort of like expanding, and then a sense of release, and the breath was getting subtler and subtler, and as the breath was getting subtler, the expansion and the release, and it kept on going. I experienced that. The breath was getting subtler and subtler, and as the breath was getting subtler, the expansion and the release, and it kept on going. I experienced that. And then at some time I was wondering, where's my breath? I was trying to sort of like feel the breath. And then I started again from the sensation of the breath, and it kept on going like that. And then it got some time, and then after a while, I was getting more comfortable with the breath. I stayed with the breath, and I just thought, I'll continue to observe. However, I wasn't sure, as Bhante said, be prepared. I wasn't sure what to do, or where I was going. So I thought I'd just stay like that. So I wasn't sure. In my mind, I was making up whether I was going somewhere, and then a little bit of unknown arose, and whether to just to continue with it. Oh yeah. And then I thought I was imagining, or whether I was thinking, I'm losing control, and I have no control of where I'm going, and a little bit of fear arose because I wasn't prepared what to expect, maybe. But nevertheless, I thought I'll just stay with the breath anyway. And then I sort of, the mind naturally said that was enough after maybe about 45 minutes or so. And then I decided to come out of the meditation, because I was that was in my natural end of my meditation period, and just quickly. And then secondly, I was just wondering now the emotion. So that was going on, and then my earlier question a couple of days ago, I had that emotion situation was in my mind. So how to tackle that? A lot that I suppose was a secondary object, along with the primary object being the breath. Because even when I came out of the breath, I thought that emotional state was still there a little bit now. I noticed from 2 days ago, I had anger and a bit of hatred because of the negative situation that I experienced. But and I didn't have metta at the time. So I was wondering, whether I should. So, but then after 2 days of observing this primary object, that subsided a little bit. However, I haven't got the metta feeling. Towards the situation, but however, I'm able to distance myself and not have that anger or hatred towards the situation anymore, I noticed. So is that the right way to handle a negative emotion through the meditation? I was just wondering whether the metta naturally would give me the meditation would naturally give me the feelings of metta eventually, so I'll have to be patient when dealing with the negative emotion. But that's how I was just wondering, because you come back from a meditation, but still I know I was in the past. That past, you come back to the past, the memory is there, so that's dealing with the second part of that emotion, negative emotion, Bhante.
So that I will explain hopefully with the primary object. When it becomes subtle and again gross and again subtle, so
Yes,
you feel
absolutely.
the hope, you feel the control, you feel the maneuverability. That means yourself is disappearing, ego is disappearing. So instead you think mindfulness is disappearing, object is disappearing, reappearing, but it is the way the yourself, your ego, your self-center is dissolving. So when it is dissolving, if you can keep on with the same object, the primary object is the best. If you are with the secondary object, they are changing each other, so you can't keep the track. You can't keep the chronological track. And if you mishandle, fear arises, negative feeling, emotions happening, but you are successfully proceeding from known to unknown. Bounded situation, no boundary situation. Explainability, unexplainability. Egotistic to no egotism. So how should you facilitate this? No one has taught you, no one can teach you. Because this ego becomes self hopeless, baseless. So ultimately you think something seriously wrong. So therefore next time go prepared, because it is giving again and again, 1001 times. And you have to understand, whenever the ego comes to know, our practice is removing the base and removing the nutrients, removing the food. It play all the dirty tricks. It knows the gamut of suggestions. So all these things have to be like very friendly and very like opinion and kind of thing. You have to just not get any stand. Just look at. This is the way I can weaker. I can make the ego baseless. So you must make it as a hobby, as a radical reflection. Just go there, again the self happen, again go there, again self happen, just like in-breath happen, it disappears, again it appears. Mindfulness happens, it disappears, again happen. So these are the way our rational mind understand how to weaken the mindfulness without become a slave, without getting trapped into the their dirty games. Do you agree and can you understand?
Yes, Bhante, that is absolutely helpful, Bhante, thank you.
Please listen, and as far as you are with the secondary object, you are always changing the object, and there is no control. There may be chance, but that is why the primary object is chronological. You can go thin slicing of time, and step by step by step by step you can see. So when and where it becomes challenge, it becomes unbearable, you may come back to your at-home situation. Next day, you will get still further. Further to what? Unknown. You go to unknown. So we have a fear of unknown. We have the fear of Nibbana. So now we are growing in a gradual way so that hopefully you may learn your ways and means how to proceed. And still you end up with the question, if at all, how can I teach this to someone? With the whole world of education to fix my the egotism, to fix self-centered. But this is the only way, of course, appear like a formal method, only way leading you to a boundless situation. So that is the point where your knowledge, your personality, your preparedness is the only answer. All the others are peripheral, only others are inert, only others are not giving the real answer. So go prepared, that's all.
Thank you, Bhante. You're giving me a lot of knowledge, trying to prepare, but I'm just wondering whether this is just imagining, would there be a situation where I'll be there without any control and that fear
So that is
Would that happen gradually?
that day where you go mad or you die, just like corona. We will give Abdavase Dane, nothing to worry.
Okay, Bhante. And then lastly, one little quick question. When Bhante said the Sanya, Karma Sanya,
yeah.
And Rupa Sanya, what is the two difference? Is that Rupa Sanya
Karma
Sanya means
is
in the
present? Shadow of the sensuous pleasure. Rupa Sanya is shadow of your primary object or materialistic object or concrete object. They are shadow. They are just perception.
But so perceptions in the mind.
So usually we carry the perception in the mind, but outdoor you carry the reality in the reality as such. So karma is always working in the mind as a karma sanya. Rupa is working in the mind as rupa sanya. But rupa sanya is just a concept. It's just a volatile thing. It is not a hard and fast. So you have to meditate after the rupa sanya. Then only you can understand why worry, why should we have the craving, why should we have the hatred. They are just concepts. So then the game is easier.
Finally, the Rupa Sanya means, is that
Rupa
the breath
Sanya is
or
a,
one object?
It's a shadow of your primary object or other any other object. That's it. It's a mental image.
Yes. And then the Karma Sanya is the five to the six senses, is it?
The shadow of the sensuous pleasure.
Sensuous. Wonderful. Thank you, Bhante. And thank you for all. I'm finally trying to understand, first time, beginning to understand what mindfulness means.
Sure,
thank you,
sure,
Bhante,
sure.
For explaining.
Sure.
Thank you. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu.
Hello, Bhante. This is Gabi. So let me give you my report.
Yes.
I've been having these phases in my meditation. When I really can see what the mind is, what the mind wants to catch. So any sound, any visual object, I can see that what mind is trying to do, and I can be aware, enough, so I have the option not to catch the object and go for it. So I really feel this flow, and that this phase is going on, and that I am really, really aware. But I know that I can't observe the mind like this when I'm not prepared. Sometimes it takes in walking meditation. Sometimes it takes like 20 minutes. Coming back to the primary object till I get to this phase. But in this phase, I really feel like I am aware and free in the choice of what I am going to observe. Then I had a kind of weird meditations in which I was aware. I was coming back to the primary object, which is rising and falling of the abdomen. But somehow it is not necessarily boring, but it is just doing the same thing over and over and over, and nothing special happens, nothing. I have no feelings about it. It's just happening, and I'm sitting, and then it's over, and I'm just like, okay, so this was another meditation. So I've been having these meditations over the past 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And on Monday and yesterday, I had some negativity in me, which was piling up. I noticed very strong frustration, loss of some motivation, and I had this really, really strong need to talk to someone, and it reached this kind of breakdown, reached its peak yesterday evening, but I tried to observe it, but I found myself tackled in it and not really being aware, so I tried to do nothing. I just lay down and I said to myself that I am just really gonna be doing nothing. I knew that if I will try to do something, so for example keeping my awareness with primary object and forcing myself into that, it will not be good, and that it will just speed up my negativity, so I really did nothing. Then I felt like I am prepared. I went to the forest and I had my sitting meditation there, and naturally I started to follow my breath. And it went away, and I came out of the forest smiling and happy, and I was glad that I waited for my mind to be prepared to do the sitting meditation. And it actually didn't take too long because I was not forcing anything. So I felt good about it.
Good. Good. So my comments are that whenever you manage to be with the primary object, you feel boring, or that is continuity of the same thing, and not motivated, like, because your craving is not there if you are looking at same thing separate number of times. When you are changing the object, you develop the affection, craving kind of thing. So the trick of the Buddha is just to keep the track with the primary object or whatever the object, and you can see it becomes faded off. It is not eventful. It is not titillating. So knowing that, if you can keep the mindfulness, you can understand how our mind is tricky as a jumping monkey mind, changing to object to object as far as we are not mindful. But if you are being mindful, within few days time you can understand objects are not so attractive as far as you are keeping the in view with. So the second part you explain, together with your negative feeling and the frustration and kind of thing, you explain that if you go prepared, even this negative and frustrated thing, you can your resilience is high, you can come back and you can be aware, just I am doing nothing, but I know I am breathing. And my suggestion is, even the breath is not there, be aware of your posture. Whether I am standing, whether I am sitting, whether I am lying down or walking. That's the way you make yourself a friend. You be friendly with your posture. Whenever that is positive, okay, then only you go to the details of the posture, that is the primary object. So even the primary object is not, that the sharp thing is not available, just be aware of the posture. It's a kind of a loving kindness to yourself. So therefore these two things, that same thing if you observe, boredom happens, first point. Second thing is, if you are prepared, go prepared, you can easily, or you can somehow or the other handle the boredom. So both of them are very important self-studies. So continue to do it, and then you will gain a wider kind of idea how the human mind is working. So good. So you are gaining, you are gathering the momentum of how to live a monastic life, how to live a meditative life, how to live a mindful life. Are you happy about mindful life?
Yes, I am.
So in time to come, it will be more. But darling, you have to do something. That means you have to tell others also, instead of luxurious materialistic life, what about the inward journey? What about the insight? That you will be in a hell of a fix. How to tell others? So therefore, don't worry for the moment. Just continue. your silent sermon will be there to people to understand. We mindful people are very happy. Consuming nothing. Just happy with our breath, with our, happy with our posture. And the last question from me, you have to spell your name. I can't still hear. I do not know your name.
My name is Gabby.
Spelling?
Gabby.
Spelling? G-A-B-I.
G-A-B-I.
G-A-B-I. Okay. Right. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much, Bante.
Welcome, welcome.
Tak pozdravujem Banteho, tu je Jaro.
Welcome.
Hello, Bante, here is Jaro.
Ja, fakuje.
Lukáš, ja tu potom budem, hej, keď budeš prekladať, aby si mi napriamo.
Dobre.
Nepôjdem vedľa do miestnosti. Tak budem dnes hovoriť o tom, že ako som pozoroval vracanie sa do primárneho objektu, teda ako rýchlo sa vrátim k primárnemu objektu zo sekundárnych, respektíve rušivých objektov.
Today I'm going to describe how I can come back to the primary object, how quickly I am able to come back from the distracting secondary objects back to the primary object.
Good.
Dobre.
Na začiatku už samotný zámer, že budem zotrvávať na primárnom objekte, ma tak posilnil, že sa mi darilo pozorovať primárny objekt ako v sede, tak i v chôdzi. No, môžeš prevedať.
In the beginning, I had a strong intention to stay with the primary object and I managed to stay with it both in a sitting meditation as well as walking meditation.
Good.
Dokonca v sede som začal pozorovať o mnoho viac detailov primárneho objektu a môj dých sa stal, ja sadujem dých na bruchu, sa stal veľmi, veľmi mekým, aj to veľmi jemné rozvíjanie brúška alebo dvíhanie brúška som vnímal ako veľmi, veľmi jemné.
In the sitting meditation, I'm observing rise and fall of the belly, and so I am able to see many more details of the primary object of my breath in this area, and so my breath became softer or very smooth, very soft, and so I could observe rise and fall of belly in a more refined, very refined way.
Rušivé vplyvy aj sekundárne objekty prakticky boli veľmi obmedzené. Iba občasne prichádzali ako do mysle, do pozornosti.
Disturbing influences were very rare or seldom. They only occasionally came or appeared in my attention or in my mind.
Good.
Dobre.
Pri jednej meditácii v sede som ako dokonca tak veľmi vnímal a pozoroval primárny objekt, že prestal som vnímať telo a aj môj dých. Vnímal som vlastne iba samotný dých, ktorý som vnímal, akože to je všetko, čo som, že som len ten dých, ktorý som mohol regulovať a hrať sa s ním.
In one meditation session, sitting session, I could observe the primary object, the breath, so well that my perception of my body ceased, and also the only phenomena remained was my breath. And I could stay, remain with the breath, as if I myself were the breath. And I could regulate it and play with it.
A keď som už sa rozhodol, že idem ukončiť meditáciu v sede a otvoril som si oči, tak som nevnímal rušivé ani sekundárne objekty, a mohol som vnímať aj s otvorenými očami primárny objekt.
When I decided to finish the session, I haven't perceived secondary objects as disturbing in any way, or distracting in any way. And at the same time, I was able to perceive the primary object even with the eyes open.
A potom som plynule prešiel do meditácie v chôdzi a zotrvával vo mne ten taký pocit toho, že nevnímam tie rušivé ani sekundárne objekty. A mal som dokonca ako problém, mal som problém zmeniť ten primárny objekt za v chôdzi je to teda práva ľava noha. Keby to bol problém sa preorientovať z jednej meditácie do druhej. Ale pocitovo ma nič nerušilo. Som bol taký pokojný.
Then I went or kind of fluently I moved to walking meditation and still I did not I was not disturbed by anything, any secondary objects, but what seemed to be a little problem was the I didn't want to shift, or it was not easy to shift the primary object from breath to left and right foot, and so while moving from sitting meditation to walking meditation, I felt very calm and not undisturbed.
No a ešte by som popísal, čo som pozoroval na konci dňa, lebo tu nastala taká zmena na konci dňa a dnes ráno, kedy som na konci dňa som vnímal, že moja myseľ je akoby taká už napätá, prepätá alebo unavená a nedokázal som udržať pozornosť na primárnom objekte a podarilo sa mi to vlastne až dnes ráno, kedy som si uvedomil, že keď som veľmi, veľmi spomalil pri meditácii v chôdzi, spomalil ako chôdzu až tak, aby som vlastne tak donútil dať pozornosť na každý detail a nakoniec sa mi to podarilo vlastne vnímať každý milimeter toho pohybu a až toto ma dokázalo vrátiť na pozornosť na primárny objekt. To veľké spomalenie, hej, že každý milimeter som musel pozorovať.
Then there was a change towards the end of the last day or towards the end of yesterday and towards this morning. So at the end of the day, my mind was a kind of tensed or over-focused and tired, and I was not able to keep to maintain my attention on the primary object, and I managed to do it finally again this morning when I realized that what helped me was to slow down the pace of my walk very much slow it down. So by doing that, I forced my attention to see all the details, all the finest detail of each millimeter of each single movement. That helped me to keep my attention on the primary object.
So to give some comments, whenever he managed to observe the primary object become subtle and the body is disappearing and you can monitor the primary object, that means your mind becomes subtle, less and less defilements, so can easily be face to face with the breath. It's a very good sign towards sitting meditation. And then he finished the session and go to the prior walking, and even he open eyes, the breath is visible, very obedient, but now he is changing it to the left and the right, but the continuity happened. So sometimes whenever you see with the same object so much of detail, mind become fed up. That can happen, don't worry. And next day it is not lingering, next day again you will be happy. And likewise you learn, but the last part, what he explained was, going through the scrutiny, going to the inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter, he must do it when the mind is ready, when the object is subtle. Till that he has to just be happy with the object, and then when the time permits, you must go to the detail, just like starting the car, you go to the first gear. And when the car moving only, you go to the second gear, third gear, like specifically if it is uphill, you have to synchronize the gears according to the momentum. So that is the part he is now learning.
Ano, keď sa ti, keď si popisoval, že sa ti darilo zotrvávať s primárnym objektom, vdychom, ktorý sa zjemňoval, a taktiež sa strácal pocit tela a ty si dokázal monitorovať tento primárny objekt, tak to znamenalo, že mysel sa zjemnila a bola menej ovplyvnená nečistotami. Čiže ty si akoby bol veľmi blízko alebo tvárov tvár dýchu. To je veľmi dobré znamenie v rámci sedenia. Potom, keď si skončil to sedenie, tak si išiel kráčať a aj s otvorenými očami si akoby videl, jasne si videl dých, ktorý si mal pod kontrolou, a potom si zmenil primárny objekt na ľavú a pravú nohu, aj v tom si pokračoval. Čiže keď sa stáva mysel unavená alebo už sa jej nechce pozorovať a je taká akoby v tom má dosť, tak to je normálne, to sa deje, to si nerob s tým starosti. Čiže tu je dôležité, že sa učíš, áno, takéto blízke pozorovanie, milimeter po milimetri, že to robíme vtedy, to musí robiť vtedy, keď je na to mysl pripravená, keď je objekt už jemný. A dovtedy je treba byť spokojný s takou akoby úrovňou objektu, akú si schopný vnímať. Čiže keď ti to čas dovolí, tak vlastne podobne ako keď šoferujeme, tak auto začíname, naštartujeme auto a najskôr ideme na jednotke, na prvom rýchlostnom stupni. A až keď sa rozbehne a má určitú rýchlosť, tak potom až zaradíme dvojku a potom trojku. Čiže opäť, keď auto ide do kopca, tak opäť musíme podradiť alebo musíme prispôsobiť rýchlostný stupeň vlastne tej situácii. Čiže niečo podobné, niečo podobné aj ty sa teraz učíš, ako pracuješ so svojou mysľou.
He can continue.
Môžeš pokračovať.
Thank you, Bante.
Ďakujem, Bante.
Ďakujem, dobre. Lucas.
Yes?
How do you say dobre?
Good. Good. Well, good.
Super,
good.
Super, super. Very good.
Super is very good.
Yeah. So Lucas is super. Good. Next.
Dobrý deň, Bante. Volám sa Peter, som tu druhý deň.
Hello, Bante. My name is Peter. I am here for the second day.
Yeah.
Celý čas mám dojem, že mojím hlavným meditačným objektom je mysel. Jej stavy, nálady, vlastnosti a to, ako podmieňuje každý okamih prežívania.
All the time I see or I understand that my mind meditation object is the mind itself and its different states and moods and qualities and how they condition each and every moment of my experience.
Neviem, či je to správne, či sa proste jednoducho treba tlačiť na nejaký primárny objekt, alebo proste čekovať, sledovať mysel tak, aby proste bola v takom stave, aby ten objekt vystál sám a aby ho proste aby sa dial, aby ho nemusela proste jak na silu hľadať a uchopovať.
So I am not sure whether this is right to force oneself into a primary object or to stay with the primary object or whether perhaps to check or watch the mind so that it is in such a state or condition that the object arises by itself and it just happened. This appearing of primary object is something that happens naturally rather than needing to search it or look for it and then grasp it.
At the beginning you have to divert your attention. Advert your attention to the primary object and try to keep it with as much as possible. And the mind will play hell. It will be a monkey mind jumping up and down. And beginning you have to direct it. You have to advert it. And therefore it is something artificial like. By looking at the mind by mind is something completely mind-made. So therefore materiality is not mind-made, it is something verifiable. So therefore you have to focus at the beginning. Just like when you are writing a letter on a ruled paper, you follow the rule. Then the line will be straightened rather than writing on just blank paper. So beginner must follow the rule. Likewise, you have to focus to the materialistic one, the bodily one, corporeal one, concrete one.
Na začiatku je treba zamerať pozornosť na objekt a udržiavať pozornosť na objekte čo najviac. A potom tá myseľ, ktorá je ako opica, ona skáče a rieši všetko možné, ale je dôležité ju týmto spôsobom nasmerovať a zamerať a udržiavať. A preto, no, aj keď je to niečo, alebo zdá sa, že je to niečo akoby umelé, ale keď mysel pozoruje mysel, tak to, čo mysel zažíva, to je tiež vytvorené mysľou. Avšak zo začiatku je treba akoby si byť istý a je treba to robiť podľa akoby toho princípu alebo toho pravidla, že zameriame pozornosť na nejaký hmotný objekt alebo nejaký konkrétny materiálny objekt a udržujeme na ňom svoju pozornosť. Podobne ako keď chceme napísať nejaký list, tak máme papier, máme pero a potom ako píšeme, to tiež nie je len také hociaké písanie, ale my dodržujeme pravidlá pravopisu, gramatiky a tak ďalej. Čiže aj v meditácii začiatočník musí nasledovať pravidlá. Preto zameriame zo začiatku pozornosť na tento konkrétny objekt, materiálny, telesný objekt, konkrétny objekt.
Ďakujem.
Ďakujem.
Thank you, Bante. Hi, Bante, this is Zoltan.
Good.
I would like to have one question. I followed your instruction regarding the walking meditation. I did a lot of walking meditation and it helped the practice. My mindfulness was very continuous during the walking meditations. I was able to focus just on the touching of the feet of the ground and all the sensation in one foot and the other. But my question is more related to the sitting meditation, which was supported by this walking meditation in a great amount. So in this sitting meditation, when I sit down and as I already reported this earlier, all the sensations, as also it was described in various report, are disappearing. When I observe the sensation of the in the body, I do not have any relation to it, any positive or negative, so it basically just disappears. And if the meditation during the meditations, meditation when I observe the primary object rising and falling, and all these sensations in the body are appearing as a secondary object, and when I have this neutral approach to them,
of just dissolve, and at the end is this state which was described earlier, that only it seemed that the remaining object in the consciousness breathing, and very weak sensation of the breathing, very small move, and essentially nothing is actually, no secondary objects are appearing from the perspective of the bodily sensation. So regarding this this experience, my question is, if it was said earlier that seeing is merely what is seen and heard is merely what is heard, so if any of these secondary objects are not there and only the sensation of the breath is there, so is the primary object merely what the mind keeps alive by the intention to keep it alive?
Yeah, that consciousness as such have something you can observe, what is positive, what is available, that is what we call the knowledge, theoretical knowledge. But when these objects not available, you can, the consciousness can feel lack of objects, the negativity of the objects, the absence of the object. Usually we don't know that. In meditation, you touch with the primary object and look towards the end of it, disappearing, and still you observe. And then what do you observe? You observe nothingness. So now consciousness is learning how to be without an object. We in the mindful school, we gong a bell and then ask children to see the last drop of the sound. And after that, what happens? You are listening but not hearing something. I am repeating, you are listening but nothing hearing. Very interesting, very mindful, very diligent. So likewise, you are let the mind, consciousness to run without a shock. So there is a chance you are happy to have something and the consciousness, or some people instead have nothing and consciousness. Which one you like?
Yeah, I noticed this when I observed the consciousness in this state, that there is this intention to achieve something. Something more.
So that is besides consciousness. So what my question is more preliminary. You know your primary object disappeared. You know your secondary, they also disappeared. But consciousness is just looking at the blank. It is looking at nothingness. It is looking at unlimited. It is looking at unexplainable. Do you feel like it is an achievement or a lost?
No, I feel very, very nice in this position.
And when you are in that nice situation, if a sound come and disturb, will you get angry?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
So you are in a nothingness and you are in a very the happy situation, and then a sound happens or a thought happens or a visual object happens. Do you get angry? Do you get dissatisfied? Not happy?
No, it just appears in the consciousness. It doesn't have any, the consciousness doesn't have any relation in to that sound, and it just disappears in pleasure again.
So that is your meditation. Whether it is nothing or whether it is something, you must have equipoise mind. You must have equilibrium. So that part of the consciousness we are not familiar with. So now you are stepping into that type of meditation, that type of balancing. That kind of equilibrium, nothingness and something is playing one after the other.
Okay, and I also observed in this state that there is this intention to keep the mindfulness alive and keep it, the concentration is also there, and this intention. So maybe I should try to be less mindful at this stage, or
no? That is the way your egotistic idea, your I, your will, your self is try to do something. Try to do something. Ask them to send kites. You say that mindfulness is full intact, concentration is 100%. What you are talking about? I'm happy, I'm contented.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I wanted to also report that in one meditation, when I release all these things, it happens like I described, and when the next meditation comes, I have already this intention to do the same, and some extra intention, my plans, what to do.
That is the way. If you are not a meditator, if you are not mindfulness, what a crazy world, what a mad world, mad world.
Okay,
now we are learning. When you are learning, it becomes sarcastic, it becomes a joke. But anyway, we are not masters, we have to master it. We have to season it. Mind it, make some or other question. One or the other problem. And make entangled. Master to make turbulent in a turbulentless flow. That is mind. So now you are ask the mind to play hell and observe it. Without claiming it is me, it is not mine, it is not myself. And you see it is like a fish out of water.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
So hello Vanda, this is Claudia. We still have a few minutes left, so
yeah.
I would like to thank you very much for your instruction. Even though I'm a bit ashamed that I needed to be told, but that's how it is. But already when you told me, like, really to keep the primary object, the mind already knew that, oh yes, of course, that's what I need to do. And the things really got very interesting because right from the beginning, it was like the primary object was held just in the center, like, as though in front of the mind eye, and all the other sensations which previously were like in the center of attention were just at the periphery, and I could very clearly see the intention of the mind to jump to the secondary object, and that there is actually this wanting, this craving to perceive it, but because the task was just to keep on the primary object, so this craving or this wanting to jump was less and less and less and less, and also the urge, the strength of the urge was diminishing, and then actually it was just like very slight disturbance at somewhere at the periphery, then it all started to collapse into just like one, as though one point, and so it would be like the bread or the primary object, and then all the other kind of disturbances or everything else that was going on, they were just like piled in one behind each other, and the mind could just, so that it didn't even need to jump somewhere, so they were like just coming down to the center, but they were less and less disturbing, and then at that point, still there was a sensation that it's like the nose and the nostrils. But then the tricky thing happened that more sensations started to appear on the face, like really on the nostril, there was some itching. So it was more difficult to distinguish what is just the breath, what is the sensation of the breathing in and out, and what is this other like physical sensation, the bodily sensations. But then the mind could find the way how to do it. So even this got less and less, and then it's difficult to describe, but it would be like there was a ball, kind of like a mirage. When there is a very hot air, it is transparent, but you see something like alive or something moving, but you cannot really say where is the edge or where is the boundaries of it, but you perceive something. So I had the feeling that the focus of attention is in the middle of this ball, and all these previously disturbances were just like the mirage, like just very slightly touching the consciousness, but still the mindfulness was just in the middle. So, but still the mind could like shift the focus and still be able to see or perceive the body of Claudia sitting in our meditation hall and sunny day and the birds there, and then just a very slight shift of attention, and there would be this perception of kind of like a plasma, like a ball of plasma, which could take any shape, like really just the magician, like whatever the mind would. Because sometimes it happened that, of course, the mind would be tricked away by something, and then immediately it would perceive like the stepping sensation in the leg or itchy some sensation somewhere. But if it would stay in the middle, it would be just like this very nice shimmering ball. So, and as for the resilience, like for, as for the how long it takes to come back, then in the evening it was already, it was really very fast. The mind was coming to the primary object almost immediately. In the morning it was a little less, but again it already picked up the pace. And in walking meditation is slightly slower, like there it takes a longer time to come back to the primary object, but it's it really works very well with the really trying to be focused on the primary object. So thank you very much, Mante.
So either you can be a Claudia or you can be a drop, or can be a dot. So once you know how to become a dot, you can entertain cloud also. Understand?
Well.
So once you know how to come back to the primary object, when that assurance happens, just be with that mirage. Just be with that plasma. Just be with Claudia. Because you know, if it is necessary, you can go back to the middle center. So they are under such circumstances, it is not necessary to go to the middle center because you have the potential. You have the possibility. So either look at the periphery also and then look at the dot. Or you can go to the dot and look at the periphery. Or you can play. This is what we call liberation.
But it's true that I was wondering whether this would be possible in daily life.
Possible. Don't wonder. don't entertain doubts. Start with sitting and then walking and then to the day-to-day.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. No difference.
Yeah. Yes. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's
I will
all.
Check the question. I will ask.
We have a recording. I will ask Venerable Dhammasarana to send you the recording. Today we are recording from the different place. The country is open, so I traveled about 40 kilos. So recording happened in the different set. We can send you later.
Oh, thank you. It will be really helpful.